Got a green. There we go.
I got a green light, Jeremiah. All right. I guess it's time to get started here this evening, right? So good evening. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming out this evening as we gather here together in the name of Christ and to celebrate the achievements and the accomplishments of the New Hope Christian School students. All these boys and all these girls, as the year has gone on, just to see all the stuff that they have done and to honor them with some rewards here this evening. And also to think that, the way this school year started out and the way last year ended, we've experienced something like we have never had before. And oftentimes we try to remember that our students are experiencing this the first time like they never had before and still trying to keep up with their schoolwork or their pace work, still remembering all these Bible verses and doing all this stuff. And I think just looking at the school year, they have done a fantastic job. And I know we here at New Hope are proud of them. I know you guys as their parents are proud of them and their families. So I just want to tell all the students here this evening, God bless you. And we are so very proud of you for the accomplishments that you have made. So thank you, parents, and thank you, family, for showing up tonight and in support of your little ones. Especially all those, late evenings of doing homework. I know if it's like my house, yes, that's right. He said I did homework late, right? With maybe eating spaghetti in one hand and working on a math pace or a social studies pace in the other hand. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of commitment. And so we thank you, parents, and thank you for sharing your little guys and your older guys and older gals with us here at New Hope. We really do tell our kids, this is not just a school, but it's a family. And we pull them in like family. And oftentimes in my class, I tell them, I said, you're like siblings locked in the room together. Sometimes you're going to love each other. Sometimes you're not. Sometimes you just want to be left alone. But it really is a blessing. And so I thank you again. If you will, join me in an open word of prayer. Our most graciously Heavenly Father, we do praise you. We thank you. We love you, Lord. For the opportunity that we have just to gather together in your name. We pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will have its will and its way with tonight, with the ceremonies tonight, with each one of the families represented here. We pray, Father, that you would just continue to guide and guard, direct them. We thank you for the blessing of children. We thank you, Father, that we get to be a part of their lives and a part of their upbringings. We thank you so much. We ask, Lord, you would just continue to bless each and every person here, continue to watch over them and keep them safe. And we ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. All righty, I have some few youngsters going to come up, and they're going to lead us in the pledges that we do every morning, which is the American pledge, the Christian flag pledge, and the Bible pledge. So, Mr. Seth, what do you say?
Ask everybody to rise, please. Just like in class, all rise.
Oh, all rise. Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for kingdom stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and come again. Life and liberty, all who believe.
Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp to my feet and a lamp to my path, and I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God.
Amen. Thank you so much for standing. You may be seated. Usually at this time in the morning time, we take prayer requests and then we also read scripture, but we're gonna bypass that for a little bit tonight. But at this time, I'm gonna hand the microphone over to our director and our principal, Miss Sissy.
A
Okay, the first thing I would like to do is recognize two ladies that helped out in Miss Jackie's class this entire year faithfully, and that is Miss Helen and Miss Jeannie. If y'all two ladies would stand, please. Would y'all please give them a hand clap? Miss Jackie could not have made it without them. They have been awesome. Usually we recognize them and have them come up front, but this year we did something a little different. We let the kids recognize them and give them gift cards and flowers and stuff in the classroom where it was more special to them. Okay, so we're going to start. Miss Kath, Jeremiah. Jeremiah, come down, Jeremiah. We could not make it without Jeremiah. He is our go-to internet. Anything we have trouble with the school, we call Jeremiah. He works on getting our awards program and graduation together every year. So, Jeremiah, thank you on behalf of the school. Okay, Miss Kathy, if you'll come up, we're going to start with Miss Kathy's class. So when I call your child's name, if y'all will come forward. Okay, so first will be Olivia Johnson. She got monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and best penmanship. Yes, she is. Mm-hmm. Olivia, here she comes. Come on, Olivia. Are not shy. Our next one will be Braylee King. She got monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and most improved. Okay, next will be Mia Makakis. She got monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Mia?
Macias. Sorry.
Waylon McAfoos. Got monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Now, this next one I know is very shy. Riley McBride. Monthly scripture, scripture in one day, and most Christ-like. Riley is Miss Jackie's grandson. Her son came to the school, now his son's coming. Next is Mel Metter, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Okay, Miss. Next, we have Hayes Taylor, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Brittany Prine, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. She's here. Then we have Preston Wolfshull. Monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Okay, Miss Marjorie. Okay, in Miss Marjorie's class, we have Thomas Faircloth, but I don't believe he's here tonight. So the next we have Ethan Fiskew, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, most improved, and books of the Bible. They've memorized all the books in the Bible in Miss Marjorie's class. Next, we have my granddaughter, Ava Hendricks, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and memorizing books of the Bible. Next is Madeline Hoffert, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and memorizing books of the Bible. Ava Mizell, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, best penmanship, and memorizing books of the Bible. Blake Murphy, monthly scripture, scripture in one day, and memorizing books of the Bible. Emma Olson, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, most Christ-like, and memorizing books of the Bible. Next, I have my great-grandson, Carter Stansel, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and memorizing books of the Bible. Ella Teasman, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and memorizing books of the Bible. Ace Whitford, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, memorizing books of the Bible. River Whitford, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, memorizing books of the Bible. Next, we have Bentley Winkler, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, memorizing books of the Bible. Now we're moving on to Miss Jackie's class. So first we have Sarah Areza, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, A honor roll, first, third, and fourth quarter. Okay, next we have Lillian Chacon, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, most Christ-like, best penmanship, and principles on a row all four quarters. Jaden Dean, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, principals honor roll all four quarters, and second highest academic average with a 98.07. Joseph Dean, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, B honor roll, first and second quarter. Ava Fiskew, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and A honor roll, third and fourth quarter. William Hoffert, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, most paces completed school-wide of 87, principals honor roll all four quarters, and highest academic average with a 98.78. Thank you, William. Cade Mizell, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, an A honor roll, second, third, and fourth quarter. Everett Nelson, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, principal's honor roll, and third highest academic average with a 97.69. Samuel Stallhood, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and B honor roll all four quarters. Spencer Stallhood, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, and B honor roll all four quarters. Tristan Wagner, monthly scripture, all scripture in one day, A honor roll third quarter, and B honor roll first, second, and fourth quarter. Okay, Alex Areza, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Caden Davis, monthly scripture and best penmanship. Seth Dracott, monthly scripture and highest academic average with a 90.59. Skylar Dracott, monthly scripture. Vivian Fiskew, monthly scripture and all scripture in one day. Our senior, Devin Gaiman, monthly scripture, most Christ-like, and third highest academic average with an 89.80. Kimberly McWhorter, monthly scripture. Zach Rogers, monthly scripture. Owen Sneed, monthly scripture. Colton Sparks, monthly scripture. Okay, this trophy here is our Jean Gain Award. This lady started with us in the school 24 years ago. She was just a go-to lady. She helped out in whatever area that she needed in. So me and Mr. Marco talked, and the student that he felt deserved it in his class that was always wanting to help is Seth Dracott. At this time, Ms. Karen will come forward and announce and present the Peacemaker Award.
This is a special award to me because it's presented in honor of my husband, who was a deacon here, chairman of deacons, and the pastor always called him a peacemaker, because if there was trouble, he's the one that the pastor would send to smooth it out. So the school, when my husband passed away, Miss Sissy agreed that there would be an award, a Bible, because the Bible was very important to him, would be presented each year in his name. And this year it goes to Devin. And if you'll open it and look at the first few pages, everyone in your class signed it.
Everyone in the class signed it.
And your teacher and Miss Sissy. So it'll be in the, had your name put on the front. I'm always honored each year to stand next to the peacemaker. But you have notes from your teacher and notes from your classmates. And you were chosen because he has the special gift of being a peacemaker. And I almost gave it away. I had a card for him. And when he came in, I was going to give it to him. And it told him how proud I was of him for being the peacemaker. And then he would have known all about it. Congratulations.
Okay, at this time, we're going to take just about a 5-minute break for Devin to go in the back and get ready for his graduation. So we would love for everyone to stay and join us for his graduation celebration, but if you have to leave, we understand. So, Devin, at this time, would you go in the back, please?
Is anybody driving a white Ford van that's parked in the street? There's parking across the way. You'll see a Suburban and another truck if you wouldn't mind moving it.
you got my reward.
Thank you.
I know all these people are going to hear me, but I got one more chance, one more opportunity.
Free job.
This is just about to go, right? So sit back, relax, watch this happen. All right. Let's see. Good evening. It is my privilege. It is my honor to announce to you New Hope Christian School.
Marco.
Yes. Is it not on? How about now? No? There we go. You know, if you've been here before, this has happened. I don't know why this happens, but it happens. I think it's so you can laugh at me. I'm okay with that. We're going to back up. Good evening. There we go. So as I was saying, it is my privilege and honor to announce to you our graduating class, our graduate of the year of our Lord 2021, and that is Mr. Devin Gammon. Round of applause for Mr. Devin Gammon. And this evening, we will be celebrating, I want to say, what God has done. What his parents have done, right, parents? What parents have done. And, of course, Devin, what you have done, right? So what Devin has done has been great. We are celebrating your completion of high school, and you are no longer a high school senior, but you are now a high school graduate. And I know you probably felt like, and Mom and Dad probably felt like, that this day would never arrive, but here we are. So congratulations to you, sir. Let's see, at this time, do you have a few words that you would like to say?
I didn't really prepare anything.
Okay, I just want to give you the opportunity if you want to say thank you, Mom, Dad.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah? Yes. Okay. He still needs help. Okay, well, then that's the case. So I thought about it all year. You know, we had one graduate this year, and, you know, other high schools may have hundreds, but we have one. And it's been my honor, my privilege. So what I did is I put together just a few words. And I figured y'all have plenty of time because we have one graduate. So like I said, sit back, relax. I'm going to give Devin a snapshot of the last 4 years he's been in my class, and you're going to all get to join along with us. Unless you want the short version. The short version? Devin's been a very special young man, you know. Devin came to us in the eighth grade, and he's graduating this year, but probably a lot of people don't know is Devin is actually graduating a year early. So he accomplished, I want to say that's a huge goal, a huge feat. I always tell the kids there's two good things, or there's a good thing about our system is one, it's all up to you. Two, it's all up to you. And Devin has put together the work and the effort. It's a lot of paces. The average school year runs about 72 to 75 paces. Devin's average school year was about 125 to 122 paces. So he was knocking out about a year and a quarter every year. And so as he would come up getting more paces, I'd just keep putting him in that next grade level. And I know for me and his parents sometimes were like, all right, slow down. Like, just slow down a little bit. But Devin, he just kept pushing forward. So with that, Devin, like I said, I have one more chance. So I tried to neck it down to three pages and of something that I would like for you to walk away with. So here it is. Oftentimes I tell students and parents when they come to my class is I sit on a board of directors. And I sit on a board of director this year of Devin Gammon, me and his parents. And it is. We have board meetings. We discuss, the highs and the lows, the profits and the gains, and sometimes the losses. With Devin, there wasn't a whole lot of losses, though, which was good. He just kept rolling through all of the paces. It's been my privilege and honor to be on that board of directors for the last 4 years. But today I will sit down from that board, and I will take a different seat on that. But before I do, before I relinquish my seat on the board, Mr. Devin, I have a few words I would like to share with you. One of them, as the Apostle Paul writes, therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm and unmovable. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know your labor in the Lord is never in vain. You know, determined people begin their success where most people quit. And I would say as Christians, you need to be known as a person of persistence and endurance. And over the last 4 years, you've definitely showed those character traits. I would say one person with persistence and endurance will accomplish more than 1,000 people with just interest alone. And I want you to know that the more diligent you work, the harder it is to quit. And determination is truly a habit. And it's a pretty good habit that I think Devin already has. I want you to know that don't be concerned about with how much money you make, how much ability or talent that you think you have. But each day, start with the Lord and in His word and in prayer. And He will guide you and He will guard you and He will direct you. You know, I want you to remember that it's not always what you have, but it is what you do with what you have that does make all the difference. God has blessed you with a lot of gifts, and He's blessed you with a lot of talents. Now, it's what will you do with those gifts and those talents? As you sit here tonight as a graduating high school senior, I don't know, it puts a smile on my face too. You know, you have spent a little over 2,300 days in school. I know. Countless hours doing homework, preparing for tests, studying Bible verses. Let me tell you, those Bible verses are no joke. A lot of times it's 7 or 8 verses they have to memorize just month after month and after month. And before they get passed off on that, they have to say them to each one of our teachers. And I always tell my students, I give you 3 helps, I give you 3 words. After that, do it again. And there's a lot of Bible verses each and every month. Bible verses in the paces. You know, you've done projects. Parents, hundreds of days of washing clothes, right? Hundreds of hours making sure that Devin had everything that he needed for class. I can just hear Mom, Devin, brush your teeth. Devin, comb your hair, right? We've had a few conversations about the hair and the haircut, right? Your parents have probably said countless times, Devin, get up, get ready, get dressed. Devin, you're going to be late. I can hear his dad saying that, Devin, you're going to be late. There's been many hours taking you here, dropping you off there, going over friend's house, dropping you off at school, picking you up at school. And then a miraculous thing happened, and Devin got his driver's license. Devin's driving. Watch out. All right? But all that time, someone has been pouring their life into your life. And those two people are sitting on that front row, Mom and Dad. Right? That's right. Give Mom and Dad a hand. All right? Let's say, graduation is just as much about Mom and Dad and about the family. Been there the whole time, seen the ups and the downs and the challenges and the struggles. And I would say that there's many someones here that have been watering, fertilizing, nurturing you, so you could make it to this spot, to this chair where you're at this evening. And I want you to know that as you look out, you see your family that loves you. You see a New Hope family that loves you. You see a New Hope staff that loves you. And they all want you to know just how much they care for you and how much they're praying for you. And I thought about the journey. And in this, I kind of called this section the journey of this chapter of Devin's life. And Devin has been in my class for a little while, so I want to just kind of walk down that journey road with you for a moment. One of the highlights in my chapter of Devin's life, this is a tough one. It's the day that I seen Devin come to Christ and accept the Lord Jesus as his Lord and his Savior. And then not too long ago, I saw Devin get baptized. For me, that's that's a blessing. That's a little tough. I think about all the hours sitting around the lunchroom table. We talk about all kinds of stuff. Discussions range from what corsage to get a special lady friend. I remember watching a YouTube video and trying to figure out how to tie a bow tie. I could tie a tie. I never tied a bow tie, but we figured that out, right, Devin? I said Devin did. I watched, and now I know how to tie one, too. Countless hours playing chess, right? We win some, we lose some. Devin's a good chess player. You need to play him. Then more importantly, going down to the conversations about the Bible. Devin's had a lot of Bible questions. Conversations about God. Conversation about Devin's life and Devin's life with God and moving forward. And through that has been many Bible studies, many devotions, many Wednesday night sermons, and just many wonderful times. And it has been a wonderful journey. And I thank you for letting me be a part of that. And I want you to know that in the future, sometimes your dreams may appear like they're not coming true. But don't give up. Always keep trying. I like this. Charles Spurgeon once said, with perseverance, even the snail reached the ark. So, Devin, be like that snail. Reject passivity, accept responsibility, and lead courageously. Over the years at New Hope, I hope you've learned this. One thing is there is nothing more important than your spiritual journey than being in the Word of God and being in the will of God. It is a means of grace that will nourish your soul like nothing else will. And I know over the last 11 years, most of the time people would say 12 years, right? When I was writing this, I said this is 11 years because he finished early. The last 11 years have been an amazing journey in your life. You've probably have never imagined some of the experience that you've had. And I want to say that the next 11 years will probably be the same way. You'll go places that you never dreamed, and you will travel down roads that have yet been explored. And what I want to say, when life throws you that Red Sea splitting moment, and when you truly have to step out in faith and completely trust in God, I want you to remember the words of Apostle Paul. He said, "For I did not give you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of self-discipline." Now you may use the Word of God as a measuring stick. May you use it as a standard to guide you through those life decisions. And may it guide you through this wonderful journey called life. I want you to know that you're smarter than you seem. You're braver than you believe. And you're stronger than you think. The Word of God tells us in Genesis 28:5, God tells us, as I am with you, I watch over you wherever you go. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, Devin, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, Devin. Not to harm you, Devin. But plans to give you a hope and a future, Devin. Amen. The promises of God you can always count on, no matter what this life brings you. And I would like to say you one more time, because you've heard me say this many times before, may you love the Lord God with all your heart. And may you love the Lord God with all your soul. May you love the Lord God with all your strength. And may you love the Lord God with all your mind. May you find in God's word a true, wonderful life. May the strength of God go with you. May the wisdom of God instruct you. May the hand of God protect you. And may the word of God always direct you. All right, Mom, Dad, you ready? This is what we're building up to, is this point right here. You waited long enough. Mom and Dad's waited long enough. I think Devin's waited long enough. I'll turn to face this way now. Today, you graduate. Please rise, sir. Today, you have made it. Congratulations, Devin, graduate of 2021. And then there you go, sir. God bless you. I love you, sir. You go down and take a picture of Mom and move your tassel over, sir. So to the graduating class, to our graduate, Mr. Devin Gammon, class of 2021. Devin, I want you to know, sir, that I love you. And even though you're no longer my student, I'm no longer your teacher, but we are always brothers in Christ. The staff here at New Hope loves you, but more importantly, Devin, God loves you. All right? And we can't wait to see how you pour your life into this world. May God bless you, may God keep you, and may God always shine his face towards you. I love you, Devin. All righty, if you will, thank you so much for all those who stayed and attended. What's that? Oh, okay, I guess, Devin, you want to go back and then shake everybody's hand, or are you going to stay up here? I'm just going to have a closing word of prayer, and then you will be dismissed. If you will, join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you. We love you, Lord, for this gathering together, this ceremony. Father, I lift up Devin to you. I pray, Father, your Holy Spirit will just be with him. It will guide, guard, and direct him. I pray, Father, that he knows that he fights no battle alone, that you are with him, that you hold his right hand and you are beside him and you are in front of him. I lift up his parents to you. Give them the wisdom, discernment, and the counsel they need. I pray, Father, he knows that you are always with them. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for tonight.